And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about our signal goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, I got to tell you guys, man, within that listening area that I just mentioned is the Elm Foundation. And I, if you haven't seen their stuff yet, I want to encourage you to check out their website, the Elm Foundation. It can be found at Elm, E-L-M-H-S-V, as in Elm Huntsville, E-L-M-H-S-V.org. So Elm Foundation, Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. Elm Foundation is just so cool. So they're out there making differences in people's lives, and I mean like in reality. They're not just throwing money at it like a government program might. They are literally walking folks through the concepts of becoming productive parts of society again. They're getting them off the streets. They're providing accountability. They're helping them set milestones, make plans, get job skills. And they're doing all of this as a 501c3, and they're doing it well. So the Elm Foundation, if you ever donated a dollar to them, and I would encourage you to do that, but if you ever donated a dollar to them, it goes straight into programming 100%. Because they have a benefactor who has already made sure that all their administrative costs stay covered, so everything else that they bring in is just for helping folks. So check them out. They're very cool. They're based out of Huntsville. It's called the Elm Foundation. You can find them at their website, ElmHSV. That's ElmHSV.org. And if you talk to them, please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. That would mean a lot. Okay. It's a triple dipper day, bud. Wow. How we cram this much stuff in and still get a triple dipper?
We crammed in a lot.
We got 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag is what I like to say. So my third part of the show, my triple dipper, number three, I'm calling it Face 'em Down. So here's the thing. I was looking through some stuff this morning when I was resourcing, found a story I liked, realized I found another one that I liked, and then realized what they were people who were standing up for truth and doing it well. How do we do that? And I got to thinking, and here's the reality. You are going to be confronted at some point as a conservative by liberals because that's what they do. And you as a conservative need to know how to espouse your opinions. I mean, if it's a matter of faith, if it's a matter of, you know, political persuasion, if it's a matter of public policy, if it's the question of transgender surgeries on kids, if it's school choice, if it's, you know, fiscal policy, it doesn't matter. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. We as conservatives, and there's various different aspects of conservatism, but in terms of overall the broad umbrella of conservatism, we have got to do a better job of presenting why we believe what we believe. Got to. Bottom line, it's even scriptural if you get down to it. 1 Peter 3:15, I think it is. It says we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the faith that is in us and do so with gentleness and respect. All right, that's about faith. But I think it can apply to anything. It's good, solid wisdom. How do you do that? Well, the first thing I would say is this. Know what your principles are, all right? So, and I don't mean that lightly. I mean literally. Know what the unchangeable things are for you. Like for me, when I went down to Montgomery as a state senator, if you brought me a pro-life bill, a raising taxes bill, I knew where I stood. Don't even try to mess with me. You already know my vote. Why are you asking? But if you brought me, say, economic development bill, I'd look at it and go, huh, I'm in the gray area. What do I know about this? And I'd have to go to my principles. Does this bill raise taxes? Does this bill provide corporate welfare or are there checks and balances? Does this bill in any way deal with constitutional issues or in some way infringe upon them? And so that's what I'm saying. Know your principles, because those bedrocks of why we believe what we believe, those are how we form the basis for being able to present what we believe. And then there's going to be the nuances. So first of all, you get your principles in place, man. You lock them down. You know what they are. You can look yourself in the eye in the mirror and you can say them back to the mirror. You know your position. They can't move you because principles are unchangeable. But then you got to know how to present it. And I don't know if you've ever been around them, but have you ever been around somebody who they have principles? And they got zero communication skills. And I don't mean like they're not good at public speaking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Could you get on an elevator with somebody and the time it takes to ride to the 10th floor, give them a nugget of why you believe what you believe? Could you do that in a quick time? Or would you be like raving at them? Would you be like in their face? Ah! Would you be, you know, like screaming at them and trying to tell them why they should believe like you believe, or they're going to, you know, die in a pile? I don't know. There are ways to present. And if we go back to that reference a minute ago that was used in Scripture, it says with gentleness and respect. That doesn't mean being meek and timid. What it means is in an even-keeled, even, you know, a tempered and knowledgeable way, and with respect to the fact that they may have their own opinion, tell them why you believe what you believe. So I got a couple of pieces here. The first one is about Tucker Carlson being let go. People are like, what just happened? And I mean like big names in conservatism. So story, this, by the way, this came from Salon, so take it with a grain of salt. Phil, did you go to Salon? Yes, I did. All right, so Salon has an article that came out yesterday. Title of it, Fox News has gone woke. It's in quotation marks. The knives are out in Trump world over Tucker Carlson's ouster. Talks about the fact that many who are on what they call the right wing were shocked when suddenly we didn't have Tucker Carlson on at night. It was unexpected. Nobody saw it coming. Goes on to say that even former President Donald Trump said he was shocked during an interview on Newsmax with Greg Kelly. I like Greg Kelly. He used to be a Fox guy himself. I think Greg Kelly was a retired Marine. And his dad, by the way, Greg Kelly's dad was the chief of police for New York City. Commissioner Kelly did an amazing job. Former President Donald Trump said he was shocked during an interview with Newsmax's Greg Kelly. He says, well, I'm shocked and surprised. He's a very good person, a very good man, a very talented, you know, he had very high ratings. I don't know if it's voluntary or was he fired, but I think Tucker's been terrific. He says he's been, especially over the last year or so, he's been terrific to me. And then Kelly pointed out that, you know, they're hemorrhaging money over there right now. Fox's shares dropped $1 billion in value. $1 billion in value the day it was announced they fired Tucker Carlson. Charlie Kirk spoke out about it. Bill O'Reilly spoke out about it. Megyn Kelly spoke out about it. Senator J.D. Vance spoke out about it. Matt Gaetz spoke out. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke out about it. So all of those that are considered to be Freedom Caucus, very conservative folks, are looking at this going, what the frick has happened? Matt Gaetz posted a video thanking Carlson, and J.D. Vance called him the most courageous person in America. Donald Trump Jr. says he was an actual thought leader in conservatism. But here's the thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for all her warts and blemishes, she made a statement. I thought it was great. She said, Americans no longer blindly watch the news like they did decades ago. They only watch the ones who have the courage to tell the truth. And Americans are about to quit watching. Here's the thing. If you want to draw an audience in, if you want to get people to swing to your opinion, you've got to have the ability to present it and present it in a way that can be received and present it in a way that makes sense and present it in a way that indicates that you have principles that back it. And that's one of the things I liked about Tucker, me personally. This is not just a Tucker segment, but I'm just telling you, there's that. But I got another article here. It was also on Fox. And it's by somebody, actually this person was actually interviewed by Tucker. I saw the interview. But a lady by the name of Mary Harrington has just written a book called Feminism Against Progress, meaning it's a book kind of calling out feminism and how they're really not there for women. She starts off by saying, 15 years ago, I was living in a queer commune and calling myself Sebastian. She's come a long way. She said in the interview, and I watched it, that she basically had a child. And it changed her entire perspective. And so she's now written a book. And I would imagine, though, that she's not entirely a conservative. But what's happened is her principles have been solidified around the beauty of being a mom. And she wrote a book called Feminism Against Progress. And it was due to launch. And the venue that was supposed to host the book launch just canceled her. They canceled her. Why? Because they were facing social media pressure. They were scared. She says, what was my thought crime? Saying in public that humans can't change sex and that performing gender surgery on kids is butchery. But she went on to make the most amazing statements about why she believes what she believes, and she did it so well. And she used to be an activist. She knows how to rail against the machine. But she presented it in such a way that it was very hearable. But I think the guy who does it best, The one that I appreciate in terms of his presentation is Matt Walsh from Daily Wire. You got that clip ready, Boomer? So I've got an audio clip. Just north of our border in Tennessee, they were having hearings on whether or not to pass a bill that would prevent the mutilation of children by having all these transgender surgeries on minors, right? Matt Walsh spoke to the Tennessee State Legislature. For those who don't know, the Daily Wire is based in Nashville. Matt Walsh spoke to the Tennessee Legislature and dismantled them clearly, unequivocally, with principle, and with respect. Go ahead and play it.
It's a summary of your educational background or your healthcare education experience.
Mr. Walsh, you're recognized.
My experience in healthcare?
Your educational background. I'm just curious. You've testified as to a lot of your own research. So I'm curious for what purpose you do that and what background you have to qualify you to speak to that.
Well, my background that qualifies me to speak to this is that I'm a human being with a brain and common sense, and I have a soul. And so, therefore, I think it's a really bad idea to chemically castrate children. That is my experience. Also, I did. Now, it's true. I didn't go to college, but I did go to school long enough to learn how to read, so I can read the data for myself. And that's exactly what I've done.
Representative Clemens, here.
And for what purpose do you conduct your research and use this brain of yours?
Mr. Walsh, you're recognized.
I use it for the purpose of trying to protect children from being castrated and mutilated. That's one of the things I try to do.
What kind of soulless freak is John Ray Clemens who could sit there hearing all this stuff and take the side of the castrators of children? It's just beyond. But Matt Walsh is the villain. In another hearing, Walsh left another Tennessee lawmaker, this one called Caleb Hammer, completely speechless.
Just curious of your definition of if you feel like people are adults at 16, should...
Well, people are adults at 18, but actually your brain is not fully developed until you're 25. So we should be having a conversation about whether we should even be doing these surgeries to people at 18. But certainly before 18, it's absurd. I mean, do you think that a 16-year-old can meaningfully consent to having their body parts removed? Do you? No?
Stop it there. Stop it there. You got the crickets? Play the crickets for me. I got crickets. He literally, the legislator who had the audacity to ask him these questions, when he got the even-tempered, very well-read answer, sat there in silence, not knowing what to do. But see, that's what happens. When you're based in principle, and when you have these bedrock principles upon which you stand and they can't move you, and then you research. And by the way, did you hear the fact that he's not even been to college? Listen, there's a passage in Acts chapter 4 that talks about Peter and John standing in front of the Sanhedrin, the educated religious leaders of the day. And it says at one point that they recognized them, Peter and John, as being untrained and uneducated men, but they knew they had been with Jesus. And that's so what I'm saying is this. You do not have to have a college degree to be an expert on something, but don't go in wingding it. Don't go into all of the... Don't say so inside your bubble that you don't research to make sure you know what both sides are saying, and then form your opinions and be able to evenly and directly apply those. And man, I'm telling you right now, you will unhinge them. They won't know what to do. So my encouragement to you today on Triple Dipper number 3 is know why you believe what you believe, but it's not just important enough to know why you believe it. Know how to present it. How do you tell people? How do you say it? How do you say it in a way that can be heard? How do you say it in a way that carries the day and unhinges them to the point that they sit there not knowing what to do now because you just answered a question so far better than they thought you could? You do that. You pick your topic and you do that. And be prepared for counterpoint, but do that. And I guarantee you, you will make a difference. All right. Take me to a break, brother. That was fun. Matt Walsh, man. I'm pretty sure he's one of the heroes of conservatism right now. And if Tucker needs to be replaced, bring Matt Walsh in for a demo. I think that would work out. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, you just came out of a break where you could hear our advertisers. And listen, Right Side Radio, we are indeed a separate business, all right? We make our living in a variety of ways. We're a 501c3, Right Side is. We're not owned by the stations. So folks support Right Side, but we also have people that advertise. We sell our own advertising. The only way to get there, if you want your show on Right Side, is to contact us. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and you can click on the spot that says advertising. Send us a message, and we will get back with you ASAP. And it happens all the time, and we've got some great folks that are coming on board here pretty soon who did the exact same thing. So if you believe that our show aligns with your values and you're going to advertise your business, then why not advertise it on Right Side Radio? Because we cover over half the state. We'd love to have you on the team. So, yeah, check us out. Send us a message through the website at rightsideradio.org, and we will get right back with you. A great show, Boomer. I mean, this has been one of those that just seemed like it just kind of flew by. I mean,
flew by and smooth sailing.
And content.
And content out the wazoo.
I'm saying. And there are so many text messages I didn't even get to.
Oh, yeah. There's no way you can get to all of them.
I mean, we have scads, hundreds of scads in our texting system.
Yes.
Now. Like where are we on the downloads for the podcast too?
138
some odd thousand downloads of the podcast. And the brand new one just came out from The Right Life, you and McQueen.
That's right. Today, this morning.
Sweet. Hey, brand new texter on the line, Dan from Florence. He actually wins the text wars today. So great text. So we talked about crash test dummies earlier, right? So Dan from Florence says, because we're talking about Booty Judge wants to spend $20 million taxpayer dollars to develop female versions of crash test dummies because, you know, apparently men and women are different, they say, even though I'd swear he would argue the other. But so Dan from Florence texts in and says, I understand that the whole gender reassignment surgery is expensive, but I'm sure it costs less than $20 million. So why not send one of the male crash test dummies over to one of those hospitals that do that sort of thing? Just go ahead, man.
That is great.
Just let it transition. Why not? Dan from Florence, we're glad you're in the system, man. Glad to have you on board. The text went on and on and on, and I'm just telling you, I mean, I had any number of people. Rita from Scottsboro, Jeff is so wrong. Maybelline mocking women with that caricature of a man is completely offensive. She says he'll never buy their crap again. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, this dude going to be the next face of women's products like Kotex? I don't know, but I hope not, and I'd just rather not know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Mm-mm.
Can we just stop now, please? What else we got, man? Mike from Muscle Shoals was in there. He's I can't even get to all of it.
It just goes on and on.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, the bottom line is this. We have an amazing audience, and we know it. And Boomer and I are back here every day at 2 because this is a mission, man. This ain't small fry. This is real deal, and it's a war. And they want us to back down, and they want us to be quiet, and they want us to pretend that they can have our kids and it'll be okay. And I'm just telling you, not while we're here, because like my wife always says, there's actually more of us than there are of them. All right, so you guys hold the fort and get ready for the fight. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then. Have a good night.